Michael Avery with Classic Business.
If a director is paid a bonus based on the expectation that he or she will render a certain level of performance, but the required performance isn't rendered, should that bonus be repaid to the company if the director hasn't delivered? Put another way, if you're Lionel Messi and you score one goal in the season where you've been contracted to score an agreed 30, and Barcelona still win the Champions League, should you still get your bonus? If not, should you pay it back? And what are the tax consequences? It's a very interesting question. Jerry Buerta, Managing Partner, Tax Consulting South Africa. The Companies Act, I suppose, is our lodestar in all of this, and it sets out a broad range of duties that companies and directors need to abide by.
Michael, absolutely. There's a lot of very specific duties for a director of a company, and it obviously must always act in the best interest of the company. So it's an easy territory where there could be a conflict of interest. And the question is always, I think, with all the, you know, with all the special commissions on the go at the moment and all the things that's being shared there, is what directors doing and what are new directors of companies doing if it now comes to light that bonuses or even shares are based on purported past performance that's simply not true.
Yeah, that was simulated or fraudulent schemes. Surely, as you say, with all of that evidence coming to light, the basis for paying these bonuses was clearly incorrect, and therefore they should be repaid. How should directors be approaching this, though?
Well, I guess firstly with caution, but I guess also with courage in the sense that I do not think that a current director of a company can simply be blind to something that happened in the past. Otherwise, if you know that there might be something wrong, you are compelled in terms of the Companies Act to operate with a degree of care and skill and diligence and act in the best interest of the company. It can be a slippery slope because this is not even, a requirement that there must have been intent to do something bad. It might just be what if somebody got a calculation completely wrong and advised the remuneration committee to approve a performance condition that was met that was simply not achieved. Then it becomes a tough question. Do you say, sorry guys, we made a mistake, we want the money back? In cases of fraud or wrongdoing, then it's a far easier answer.
As we've seen with the pension payouts that were erroneously awarded. So what I'm hearing you say as well, though, is that it's really incumbent upon the new directors, if you're a new board of a state-owned enterprise trying to clean up, you can't just ignore any malfeasance that took place before you arrived. It's really incumbent upon you to recoup that remuneration for the best interests of the corporation.
Absolutely agreed. I think if you do absolutely nothing, you do become part of the problem. Then you can ultimately equally be held liable, I think, in future by future generation of directors that want to do the right thing. Obviously, the facts are not always that simple. You know, cases that we get involved in, sometimes the facts are quite complex. But I think you should at least, if there's a prima facie case that something is wrong, you know, at least the question should be asked. And hopefully there's still the highly ethical guys around that if something comes to light that was wrong, that they should offer that bonus back. Not very helpful, but
I've yet to see any high profile stories, but we can live in hope. Jerry Buerta, Managing Partner at Tax Consulting South Africa, with some very interesting insights into corporate delinquency here on Classic Business.